looking for it. I'm glad you did that. That's good for your health.
I go ahead and call this meeting to order. It's the 6th Osage Nation Congress. It's our JISO session. Good grief. September 21st, 2018. The time is 10:18 a.m. We are on day 16. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked our Sergeant at Arms, Luke Rock, to say the morning prayer.
Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for the gentle rains that you have also bestowed upon this beautiful land of ours. Lord, we just ask for your blessings on this Congress to continue the work that needs to be done until the end. And I also thank you for the executive and legislative and judicial branches. Bless those, bless all of the employees of the Osage Nation, their families, and all the families that are listening to us. And even if they're not listening to us, we ask for your blessings for them. We pray for the veterans and for those who are serving at this very, very moment. Please keep them out of harm's way. For these things, I ask for this beautiful day that you guide and direct us all in the way that you would have us to go. We ask these things all in your precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Next is roll call.
Congressman Bighorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodbox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next on the agenda is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for September
21st. Second. Motion to approve the legislative journal by Congresswoman Goodbox, seconded by Congressman Potts. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Morning, Speaker, members of Congress, those in attendance. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday evening, and we are reporting ONCA 1832, an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $1,100,000 to the Gray Horse Village Committee for additional construction costs of a community building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Archie Mason. The final committee action is due process properly engrossed, with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. ONCA 1840, an act to amend the Limited Liability Companies Act at 4 ONC Section 2914 and 2921 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Joe Tillman. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. ONCA 1847, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $483,962 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. ONCA 1853, an act to amend the Limited Liability Companies Act of 4 ONC Section 912, 932, and 933 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. ONCR 1823, a resolution to transfer the member of the Blue Stem Ranch LLC from the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC to the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. ONCR 1825, a resolution to designate Tallgrass Economic Development LLC as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act as the sole member of both entities. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. And ONCR 1827, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2019. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Now on reports of standing committees. Seeing none. Introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none. Bills and resolutions on first reading. All right, moving right along. Agenda item 8 is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Big Horse.
Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. You should have a committee substitute for ONCA 1865, an act to amend the definition of a child in the juvenile code and add the definition of a child to the guardianship code and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. ONCA 1869, an act to amend ONCA 1285, the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act to allow the interest and dividends to remain in the fund, to change direct services to direct assistance, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Pratt.
ONCR 1821, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2019. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We are now at bills and resolutions on third reading. First bill is ONCA 1832, an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $1,100,000 to the Gray Horse Village Committee for additional construction costs of a community building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason, how would you like to proceed?
Close, please.
Okay. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of Congress. Prior to session today, I was asking how much money have we spent for capital improvements at the Gray Horse Village, and was told we were, if this bill passed, we'd be at about $4.5 million, which is not counting some roads money that had been spent. And in looking at the amount of money that we have appropriated for use in the Hominy Indian Village, that's about in the vicinity of what we've done. So to me, that's equitable, and I don't have any problem with that. What I do have a problem with is the fact that we established a retained revenue fund in September of 2016. And every person from the 5th Congress that's still in Congress today voted for it. In fact, we voted for a veto override of it. And the purpose of this retained revenue fund was to retain a portion of the nation's annual revenue for the purpose of meeting future unmet financial needs of the nation. It was to protect the fiscal solvency of the nation. And we said that the continued flow of gaming and tax revenue is not guaranteed, and it is prudent and sensible to set aside a portion of all money received for these sources now and in the future to ensure the availability of money to help fund the nation in future years. We placed a higher threshold of votes to get the funds out of the retained revenue fund, and we said that it was going to be for future unforeseen, unmet financial needs. Today, I'm declaring the retained revenue fund act purpose dead. We tapped into it a year ago to make a capital improvements project, the Veterans Memorial. We're tapping into again for a capital improvement project. That's fine. I'm all for capital improvement projects. But to put this money into a retained revenue fund for unmet needs of the nation, financial needs of the nation, I remember what it was for. It was in case something catastrophic happened and we didn't have the ability to fund our government, we didn't have the ability to keep people in jobs, we had a need for some immediate access to immediate amount of funds to counterbalance something that catastrophic that might happen. This Congress doesn't have the ability, the last Congress didn't have the ability to do that. So let's just wipe out this fund. I will be filing some legislation that repeals this act. It's very hard for me to read in law what this is for, to know that we aren't really utilizing it for the reason and the purpose of the fund, but we're going to do it. So let's just not put ourselves in the position of going against the law. Let's just get rid of the law. Thank you.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against ONCA 1832? Seeing none, Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of Congress. I've come here this day with this piece of legislation. I don't stand here to beg or plead for this money. What I do come here for and behalf is of a group of people, Pozole people, and a facility that we feel is needed, and we bring it forth to you. This whole idea and piece of legislation was assigned to the Cultural Committee. And with that, and with almost everything that we birth as legislators, is a cost. And there is a cost indeed that is necessary to take care of this piece of legislation, to take care of this need that we have over on the west side. I sent out some information to each and every one of you in August before we had any budget analyst on board. I sent along with it a letter from the five-man board there with a history of what went on over at Gray Horse. For several years now, we've been in need. And I say we because I also represent the Iloshka, Pasoli Iloshka over there. Adodaha. Drum keepers in the past, drum keepers presently, the cooks, the head cooks, firemen, everyone involved over there, everyone that uses that building or had use of it for hand games, for youth programs, for even the community of Fairfax sometimes comes out. It has, we have found that there are times when this facility is not adequate to serve the people that we invite or we want to invite. And as Osage people, we like to invite people to come eat with us, to have these dinners, to set out that beautiful table with this beautiful food that's put together by these hands that are, that we pray for, that these fingers and hands prepare this food for us. And at Gray Horse, we don't like to offer an invitation that you come, but you guys cannot come. You can come, this members of this committee, but the rest of you over there can't come. We don't like to do that. That's not our way. But we're limited because of the size of our building. We're limited because of the seating that we have. Several years ago, we had a meeting. And at that time, we asked our head cook, most important woman in that, in all of this, is our head cook. And we said, how many people would you like to seat here? She'd like to be able to serve 420. That's counting all of these rows and seats, that size of building. And it's about like Pahuska, because we know how Pahuska accommodates all of the people. We enjoy that. We like to be invited and have everybody come. Accept that invitation. We can't do that. So I said, yeah, we'll go for that. But because of the funding at the time, the architect said, we can't build a building to accommodate that. We can build one for 348 people. And we can make you a building that size. Well, you can read that history, what happened. And after that was decided upon, there was another glitch that happened. And it was a matter of a survey where we wanted to put that building. And Gray Horse indeed sits on a slope. It slopes, it slants at Gray Horse, and you're on a rock. Things tend to move over there. So anyways, we had that placed and had it set on the paper, and the plat was designed, everything. It's going to go here, but something happened, and it could not go there, so we're going to have to move it and put it in this other place. When you have those kind of costs from architect, there's additional costs that you don't plan on. Anyways, so now we have an idea, and we have it down. We have the architects, and the five-man board has been working with them, and along with the chief's office over there. As you know, the five-man committee over there is appointed by the chief. They're not elected by the group there. So anyways, it's that accommodation is going on. Back in 2006, when we come on board, there was a administration and grant writers at the time submitted a grant, and it wasn't received. It failed, and we didn't get funded by that funding source, which was going to accommodate us at that time, 2006. Later on, another administration came on and another grant writer was there. Same thing happened, same funding source. We wrote, sent it up there, and it failed as well. It didn't pass. Then the funding source dried up. You know, as we get into this business that we're in, politics and money. I feel comfortable to stand here and say, you know, I'm talking behalf and for people over on the west side. As we move about in our cultural ways, as our cultural centers, our big drums at Gray Horse, over Zanzoli, Wahakuli, all of these districts, we've got our drums. People that go in a little roundhouse with the little drums, many times they're the same involvement in our big drums. And we want those people, as we go in and we visit the other drums, and we go in these in our PO meetings, and we see all of the people, and we don't have the time to, we want to be able to invite and feed and host our Osage people, our brothers and sisters, in the cultural way of life that we have.
The question is, shall ONCA 1832 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfuss.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1832 will be referred to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1840, an act to amend the Limited Liability Companies Act at 4 ONC sections 2-914 and 2-921 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, how would you like to proceed? Okay.
Thank you, Speaker. Assistant Chief, members of Congress, those in attendance. We're talking about the Blue Stem Ranch and to amend the Limited Liabilities Company Act. We know the history of the Blue Stem Ranch as it was placed when we purchased the ranch under the Tallgrass Economic Development as a subsidiary. And as we have moved through the management of that ranch and its assets and its liabilities, we have determined that it's in the best interest to move this ranch to be able to stand on its own. And that's what this act does. And the accompanying resolution, it does as well. I would like to thank the executive branch for their approval and their work with the support of the bill and the committee, the Commerce Committee, for passing it out unanimously. As we move forward, this ranch will now be able to stand on its own and absorb any and all assets, liabilities, its own governing body, and move forward for the sake of the Osage Nation. And I just ask that you support this bill and the following resolution to follow. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Tillman, you still have time?
I'll wait my time. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 1840 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfuss.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1840, sent to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1847, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $483,962 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I wait one time.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCA 1847 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. Alternate effective date passes. The bill passes, excuse me. Getting ahead of myself. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1847 will be sent to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1853, an act to amend the Limited Liability Companies Act at 4 ONC sections 912, 932, and 933, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Speaker. Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, this bill has been a work in progress for several years. We have sat around this table and looked at our structures of our LLCs since 2012, as far as I know. And what this Act will do, it's an amendment to our limited liabilities company. It will allow the nation, as the member of our wholly owned LLCs, to be able to restructure our LLCs in a way that makes sense. The reason this bill was filed is because after a very informative report from a group named Baker Tilly that was looking at our Osage and Tallgrass LLCs, it was recommended that Tallgrass become GNA company that holds the administrative functions such as accounting and all the shared services that it can have. It's already an established company. So in the line with that recommendation of Baker Tilly, we took a look at the act to see what we could do. There is an accompanying resolution that will be able to pull Tallgrass in under Osage LLC as a subsidiary company. This amendment in this act gives the nation as a member of our LLCs the ability to structure our companies that make sense in a way that makes sense to us. I hope that you will support this endeavor. I think it came from a very good recommendation from a very reputable company, and trying to figure out what else I need to tell you about this. We visited it in committee. The executive branch supports this legislation as it's presented, so I urge your yes vote on it. Thank you.
Question is, shall ONCA 1853 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the bill passes. There's an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1853 will be sent to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1823, a resolution to transfer the member of the Blue Stem Ranch LLC from the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC to the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congressman Tillman?
I'll wait my time.
Okay. The question is, shall ONCR 1823 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Resolution passes. Will be sent to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1825, a resolution to designate Tallgrass Economic Development LLC as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act as the sole member of both entities. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
Close, please.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Wait my time.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCR 1825 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the resolution passes and will be sent to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1827, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2019. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed? Okay.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, just a brief report to anybody that might be listening. I know that we all understand this is a standard resolution we pass annually that authorizes the Chief to execute the leases on behalf of the nation. It happens every year, so I just wanted the public to know what it was about. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Okay, seeing none, the question is, shall ONCR 1827 pass?
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Resolution passes and will be sent to enrollment. We are at motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to amend the congressional rules. Rule. You guys need to do this.
Pardon me?
Are you ready?
Did you ask me if I'm ready?
Yeah.
Ready as I'm going to be.
Okay. To amend the congressional rules, Rule 7.12, page 43. So if you look at Rule 7.12, page 43, The rule reads...
Congresswoman, would you please reference the date of the report and amendment number, please?
Referencing the committee's report dates March 26th and April 18th. I'm looking at amendment number one, and I'm looking at the last amendment, which is number two.
Okay, so we're skipping over amendment number one. Congresswoman Goodfox.
There's three committee reports and a lot of amendments, and I'm wondering if we can do this in some sort of an order, because one report's got just a few, another report's got like seven, another report's got like 15. So how are we? Are there some that you're not interested in passing? Okay, there's some. That answers one question I have. I just want there to be some order. I don't want to bounce around, is basically what I'm saying.
I'm going through the...
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Reports on in order.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I need direction where we are currently. I know you just stated that, but I was trying to get my rules up at the same time that you were stating it. And I agree we need to be...
Rule 7.12,
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 43.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Whitehorn still had the floor. I'm just going to make a suggestion. I realize that you noticed the body that we were going to go over rules today, and that's good. We are here, but you have a committee meeting. These rules could be voted on next week. I think this is going to take about 30 minutes, if I were to guess. There's a lot of rules to be considered. I anticipate quite a bit of debate. So it's your suggestion to vote on rules, and it's also your committee meeting. So I'm leaving it entirely up to you. I'm just making a suggestion that we postpone these rule votes until next week. Your call.
I'm prepared.
Okay.
Just like we said we were going to be.
Same for the sake of the GovOps committee. We've got a lot of legislation on there.
We have to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
We have meeting notices.
Second.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Motion and a second. We're in discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm not prepared to adjourn the meeting. I had two announcements that I would have liked to have the opportunity to have made.
Would the movement please withdraw the motion?
I'll withdraw my second.
Sure.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to put the body of Congress on notice that I wasn't opposed to voting on the rules. I was just trying to get on the same page as where we were. So I was not opposed. I was prepared to vote on these rules. So I wanted to make that notice. The second notice that I wanted to make is direct the Congress to, in our packet today that the clerks placed in front of us, is a copy of the appropriated revenue report. There's two pages that we look at in the Appropriations Committee. One is a front page, which we usually call the appropriated revenue, tribal appropriated revenue report. And the second page tracks the ongoing legislation. I want all committees or all members of Congress to know that when you're in the committee doing this work, you need to keep these numbers in mind. They're something to look at, so and something to consider. So that's another notice that I wanted to put the members of Congress on, and I also wanted to notice that we are having an Appropriations Committee meeting today at 1:10.
Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will be today at 3:00.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Tillman.
Lunch will be served today at noon. Tessie's meat pie.
Thank you. We're at adjournment. Congresswoman Pratt.
Motion to adjourn.
10 a.m. Monday morning. Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. on second. Monday by Congresswoman Pratt, second by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor of adjourning say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned.